Tarpentin Water, this is John. Can I help you?
Hey, John, it was Ron with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm sorry, you're from where?
Oh, the Bank of Cardiff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't take up too much of your time, but I wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approved finance offer the bank had mailed out to the business about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like that came based off of some financing you had done with the Wells Fargo just a couple years ago. Does that ring a bell?
I mean, as far as I'm not home. As far like I haven't got that mail yet. And as far as Wells Fargo goes, I had an auto loan with them.
Oh yeah, okay. So maybe was that maybe some equipment then with them, or is that for the business?
No, it was a truck.
Oh okay, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if you haven't gotten the mail, we can just want to let you know your business is pre-approved with us for some equipment financing or some working capital as well. Looks like right about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you and introduce myself and just see what you got maybe in the pipeline or see where you guys might need some financing either now or in the future.
I'm not needing really anything right now, but we always keep our options open. That's for sure.
Oh, that's a good thing to do anymore.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we'd love to throw our hat in the ring if you ever have a need. So could I maybe grab your email and I'll shoot you my information and a little more info?
Yeah, it's John.
John.
Period. And that's J-O-H-N. Period.
Okay.
C-R-S.
C-R-S.
A-Z.
E-Z.
A-Z. Apple Zebra.
A-Z. Okay, I gotcha.
At gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay, well, good to meet you, John. I'll go ahead and shoot you a quick email. I'll probably just circle back around a quarterly or something just to see how business is going, see if you guys have a need or anything. How are things going out there in Phoenix?
So far, so good. We're actually starting another company here in Texas, and that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. Man, really expanding. That's some good news.
Yeah, we have a connection in Texas, so it makes doing business here very easy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because if you can penetrate a new market easier, then that's always that's always great.
Yeah, we like it a lot.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, I'll get out of your hair for now, but I'll for sure be sending you an email, and I'll circle back around, and we'll kind of talk again, see if you guys have any needs if you're starting things up out in Texas or back in Arizona as well.
It's a possibility.
All right.
As of right now, we're doing pretty good, but it's always a possibility. I might spend too much money and just need some.
Well, that's a good problem to have, I guess, you know? You know.
Well, I always say this: you spend what you have to. If you have to spend more, don't spend over what your accounts receivable says or your cash flow says. If you get into a situation where you can't, you either got to make more money or you got to borrow money. So.
Oh yeah, and you know, with equipment financing, you know, I mean, you're making money on these loans. I mean, you're not. It's a pretty good investment half the time, you know, so you got to grow your business, and we like helping people do that, like to build relationships with people. So,
there's a lot of you guys out there. I get a lot of,
oh, I'm sure, John,
basically, you know, but I've also done a lot of financing too.
Oh yeah.
Black market, what I call the black market. I mean, it is.
Yeah, well, we'd love to just kind of build a relationship. We'll all just kind of circle back around every so often, but see if you have any needs as you grow.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right. I'll shoot you that email momentarily.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya.